of 11 o'clock, 7 below, and the wind chill is currently 22 below zero here at our studios. Snow in the forecast. We are joined now. I think I have everything turned on over there. Janice Lester with us this morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Janice?
I'm great.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
You wore your warm fuzzy boots
yes,
in this morning.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Warm fuzzy boots. Your feet are warm.
I bought those a few years ago because we used to go to the horse parade in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah.
And there was one year I said, I am never freezing my feet again. So I bought them.
And Amber Jennings with us as well. Amber, I can't see your feet, so I don't know, Amber, but how are you?
I just have regular Brooks tennis shoes on, and they are not warm. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you both. What's new and exciting that we need to talk about? Janice, where do we want to start? Amber, where do we start? You guys have so many things going on between all the stuff going on, public relations at the police department.
Correct.
And the city. Janice, I mean, there's just
there
so
I
much.
I am again.
Oh, my goodness. We're not going to talk about, really.
No.
We're going to talk about the Red Oak Grand Theater.
That's right. It's our favorite subject.
I want to back up a little bit.
Okay.
When did the Red Oak Grand Theater become an all-volunteer organization?
2010. And it was closed a few years prior to that, and they bought it back and opened it up as all-volunteer, mm-hmm. and it's thrived that way ever since.
And it's $2 a ticket.
Correct.
And it has been that since, right? I mean, it hasn't changed in...
No. The only thing that we have done twice since 2010, mm-hmm. we have raised concession stand prices by 50 cents. And day and age, that's remarkable. We still do well. But every 6 months, I actually go through and figure out where we're at.
Yeah.
So
the ticket prices are at $2, which is unbelievable.
Well, I will say we don't make money on tickets at all.
It's unbelievable. People, when did you add the second theater?
2020.
Okay.
Kind of during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, as much as COVID didn't help people, it did help the theater because everything was kind of closed up. So mm-hmm. construction went really well. We thought we got our sound system, our seats, and all that stuff for less than what we anticipated because, again, nothing was going on.
Right. So how long have you been involved with the theater?
A long time. I was still working. I'll say probably 12, 13 years, something
okay.
like that.
All right. So how about you, Amber? How long have you been involved with the theater?
I'd say probably about 10 years, maybe.
Okay.
I was on the board for several years and then stepped down off the board, and now I just kind of head up the fundraisers we do.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stipulation of letting her go. She needs to be the fundraiser queen for her life.
Yeah. Well, it is an important part because of just the way it's structured.
Right.
You have to have the fundraisers to make it all work.
Right. And the biggest thing is our insurance is $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
And we insure like $1.6 million, but $2 tickets is not going to pay for that.
No.
So if we don't do the fundraisers, the two big fundraisers, we do the chicken and noodle drive up.
How did that go?
It really well.
Yes. You're getting that flow worked down.
That is pretty awesome. We changed our pattern flow, and it worked out great. And
you're getting that dialed in.
We cannot thank Brenda Verma enough for her wonderful chicken and noodles.
Uh-huh.
But between the two of them, we try to raise $10,000 because my famous saying is if we can't do it with fundraisers, we can't continue to do what we do.
Right.
So
something has to give just because of the way the economics of it work.
Yep.
And you get movies that are current movies.
Not too bad.
Right. You get so
not too bad. When Bud and Sandy Kerslake used to do those, and when they retired, none of us wanted it. And so we Googled and sent out an email to like four basically booking movie companies. One answered, and I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
He actually had roots in Shenandoah, and he was an Iowa boy. He lives in Bozeman, Montana, but he's been our salvation because we were standalone before.
Yeah.
We're still a small theater, but we're like with 75 other small theaters across the country. So we get them sooner than we ever did.
Which helps. Yeah, absolutely.
Big time.
So, okay. So then what? Is this year number two or three for the big game? What are we calling
this? Number four.
Number four.
Well, it says right on there, the fourth annual.
Oh, maybe if we would read that, right,
Thank you,
Aaron?
Amber. She's good to have around. We need to keep. So if we leave anything else out that's really obvious. Amber, just
keep us
on point here. It's the fourth annual Big Game Party.
Right.
How does it work? Whose idea was this, by the way?
I think it was all kind of everyone on the board kind of got together and said, well, I wonder if we can do this. And then Janice did a couple, made a couple phone calls. And
yeah.
And you can do it as long as you call it the big game.
Well, it's the big game party. We just want to be real clear on
that. That's right.
It's the big game party. So how does it work? What does, tell me about it.
So it's going to be Sunday, February 8th. And we'll be showing the big game on the big screen in the new theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's free admission to anybody that would like to come. We just ask if that you're 18 years or younger, that you bring a parent or a guardian with you.
Yeah.
There'll be food provided, a free will donation. You can bring your favorite beverage that you would like to have. We mm-hmm. will have water and some
soda
there for you that evening.
Okay. But you could bring your favorite beverage correct. If you have something you want.
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and then, like I said, it's free will, or not free will, but it's free admission, mm-hmm. and then we just ask for free will donation. That evening, we're going to have a silent auction. We'll have about 4 or 5 tables of donated items throughout the community
mm-hmm.
to put your silent auction bid on. Also, a 50-50 raffle. Tickets will be sold at the front door where you can buy as many as you want, and then the drawing will be at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the month, well, I guess throughout the month of January and February until the big game, we are selling raffle tickets for 4 main big prizes that you can put in to try to win that evening also.
So you have the silent auction, which will start at, what time does the silent auction start?
Silent auction will probably start at 4. The doors will open at 4
gotcha.
To the theater.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what time the game starts.
I think it's 5:30, isn't it? There's a rule.
I think it says pregame from
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 5:30. So, yeah.
There you go.
Who knows?
So halftime is when you're going to do the raffle.
Halftime is when we do the 50-50 raffle, yeah. And then after halftime is when the silent auction bidding will close.
Okay. Tell me the items that we're going. Yes, you're going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say that we also do Facebook Live for our drawings.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do
yes.
the raffle tickets and stuff, so people know.
Okay.
It's just kind of fun.
Yeah. It's
a
good time.
Yeah, it is a good time.
Yeah. You don't have to be present for the raffle drawing. And if you want to come in and look at the silent auctions, you can come and go as you please that evening. We just ask that, you know, if you win something, that you come and pick it up since the theater isn't open
right.
every day. We don't want to hold all the
you don't want
items
to keep...
until the
yeah,
following
maybe after
weekend.
So many days, it might be mine, right?
So just make sure you put your phone number down, and you don't have to stay the whole evening if you don't
mm-hmm.
if you don't want to.
So tell me what the big, can we talk about the big ticket raffle items here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Sure, I'll let you.
Thank you. Unless you want to talk about
it. No, you can go for it.
So we have 4 main big items this year. First one's going to be a 50-inch Samsung TV.
Mm-hmm.
That was donated by Mark Jackson's Hardware Hank.
Mm-hmm.
50-inch Samsung TV value $600. Now, let me tell you, the raffle tickets are $10 for one, or you can buy 5 for 40.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose any item you want. So
you have to
that's the nice thing about it.
So when you purchase a raffle ticket, you have to note what you want it to go to of these, right?
Right, yep.
Okay. All right.
Next item is going to be a propane pizza oven that comes with some accessories, which is going to be a pizza kit, the pizza cutter. There's a 20-pound
propane tank
with it. So that's valued at $300. So that's pretty
cool.
Nice.
That's nice.
Kit. The Solo Stove Ranger. It's kind of one of those campfire stoves
mm-hmm.
that is, I think, supposed to be smokeless. It does come with a bundle of wood.
Okay.
And then we have a Yeti Roadie Roller Cooler.
That's a mouthful.
Man, say that fast.
Wow. Goodness gracious.
That we got from Ace Hardware here in town, and it's valued at $375.
So I would purchase my ticket, 1 for $10 or 5 for $40, and then I would say, I want my tickets to go to the TV,
right.
or I want my tickets to go to the pizza oven.
Right.
Can I split them between all those?
Yes.
You bet.
Can I win all those?
No. Well, you could.
I mean,
if you were a lucky duck, yes, you could, but...
But it is a possibility.
Yes, it is.
Is there... Will you take tickets up until... I mean, can people purchase tickets
yes.
for
up
the
until,
raffle tickets, like, up until game time? Or up
until
the
drawing. Which the drawing's going to be at 6:30
okay.
that night.
And most people buy them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Which is, it's nice. It helps us be a little more organized. But whatever works, works.
Okay. So how do I, who do I reach out to or where can I get my tickets? Tell me a little bit about that information.
Remember, I brought yours with
you
me.
You do. So you have them right there.
You're good to go.
Yes.
The theater itself has some. Any board member could get you to them. Amber, mm-hmm. I. Just, and you can actually, if you forget, there's a flyer up on the theater window. You can look at that. You can Venmo, which is pretty slick. A lot of people do. Just make sure if you Venmo, you say on that Venmo, what do you want it to go towards?
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll be contacting you, but whatever works.
There you go. So really, you have a lot of options available for
we
people.
We do, and it is a lot of fun. It's going to be a little different this year. No
Why
Kansas City Chiefs there, but but it'll be okay.
It'll be great.
It will be good. And having it on the big screen is fun.
It is fun.
It is a lot of fun.
So the money, the proceeds from this goes for insurance, basically.
Basically,
right?
It does. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Are there big projects ahead of the theater at the moment, or what's the...
You know, not really. I mean, we just... Not too long ago, we rely on a lot of grants,
yeah.
And we rely on a lot of public support and stuff. And not too long ago, we had to, there's several roofs up there, and we had to replace, it would be the tallest roof on the new side.
Okay.
Because we could not find the leak.
Okay.
So Greg Brower did it for us, and so that was, but we didn't fall in the grant line, and that's the way it goes. So now the big project is, for probably over a year, movies can now come in on fiber, and the theater does have fiber.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have the capability to go beyond that. So we are making our move slowly but surely. And one of the things that we need to do is both of our computers that are independently kind of attached to the projectors are very old and very small.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to write some grants to try to get two new, larger computers.
So if you had the computers... I'm going to use my language, and it's probably wrong. The projectors, right? That's the thing that projects it onto the...
Right.
Your computer is connected to the projector.
It is, but...
But you need a more powerful computer to be able to
right.
bring
what's,
it in by
what's,
fiber.
What started it all is one day we got a email that said this... It was an off movie, not one that we normally do, and it came in as an email.
Mm-hmm.
So the email needed to be downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Well... We didn't have the little USB
Uh-oh.
Big enough, and yeah. neither did anybody else in town. And so...
Like, how big is that? I mean, how big...
We now have a 512 gigabyte.
Gigabyte.
So I have to do... It pays to have relatives in bigger cities
uh-huh.
because I... You know, we didn't know what to do, so obviously we were Googling to find out where to get it.
Yeah.
And my Andy lives in Waukee, and he said... I said, I can get it, but it's going to come on Thursday, and the movie's on Friday, and that's just too close. He said, Mom, you're coming up to watch The Boys anyway. Let me look. That came to him before I got to Waukee.
There you go.
So now we have one.
Yeah.
But that's what started it all. But the projectors themselves do have capabilities. What runs, like our ads run with the computer, and anything that we download runs
oh, okay.
through a separate computer.
Okay. So you... The movie, the new process, because you used to like get old canister type things.
We do. They look like old hard drive 8-track things.
You still get those, right?
I chase those around all the time.
But the new will be delivered, but can be delivered via email. You pop it on.
Actually, fiber. It's going to actually go right to the projector.
Oh, right into the projector.
Uh huh.
Well, that's even slicker. Yes.
Not yet. Yeah, I think so too. It's always scary. You know, I'm getting old enough now that change is a little scary.
Yeah, but it's good.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
And we won't have to worry. Like, bottom line is we pay $20 to have that hard drive per movie
mm-hmm.
to us, and then we have $20 charge to send it back. So this will cut that in half.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another plug for we need to do it.
Will you feel a little uncomfortable when you don't have that hard drive and it's time for the movie?
Mm. I always said there's three of us that love movies. It's Sue Ann Krause, Tim Friedhoff, and myself. And I said, when we have this the first time, we're all three going to sit there and load it together.
Well, it is a changing world, that's for sure.
It is.
But it's fun.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be good. So, you know what? People don't understand. I mean, I could talk about the theater forever, obviously, but to get a movie, it's not like, oh, let's play this and it shows up. I mean, it's a process. And you know, first of all, you have to make sure, because we're a second run theater, we don't get them hot off the press.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep that in account. And basically, most movies that come, give or take, they cost us about $250 just to get them here. So there again, a $2 ticket isn't going to cut it.
Yeah. Well, and the one theater you have reserved for younger audiences, family.
Kind of, yeah. But we when we decided to do the second theater room, we said that we would do some R-rated movies and try to make them tastefully mm-hmm. R-rated movies. A lot of war movies are R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we do put them, because you can close those doors and nobody else can hear but whoever's right. in there.
And then I asked you this before we started, and Amber said, well, I told you that last time.
So you're supposed to remember, because
I don't remember. How many people go to the theater a year?
I think last year when we figured it up, it was around 12,000.
That sounds right, but I don't remember. So
mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Shelley, but it's just, a lot of people.
Just, yeah, and Shelley just did that for us like a few months ago, but I didn't even think about sending that.
Yeah, but it is a great, you know, it's just a cool thing that it's volunteers keeping it, the community keeps it going.
Yeah.
And it's pretty neat. And this is an opportunity to support the theater.
That's right. So. And, you know, like bottom line, we do a lot of extras. So like last month we had Essex Schools here. We had East Mills Schools here. Mm-hmm. Next week we have Nishner Productions coming with their people. And Stanton's coming over for their reading award.
Yeah.
And we are always doing things like that. We have churches sometimes that sponsor movies. And it's just fun. And, you know, that $2 ticket we always say is our contribution to the city and the people and the county, and we pull in a lot of other areas too.
How many volunteers do you work with at the theater, Amber?
Janine? You want to say 200?
Yeah, I'm going to say 200 right now.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people, and right now Cindy Penry is our person that does the volunteers, but she's been under the weather, mm-hmm. so Crystal Berkey has been taking care of that, and so she's, you know, she's a go-getter, so she has been upgrading everything. Like, if you haven't volunteered for a long time, she's just going to call and ask you, do you still want to be on the list? If you don't, that's okay.
Yeah, but updating the list.
But we're always taking volunteers.
If you want to do this.
And if you want to do it as a group.
That's even better.
Yeah, that is
What's a commitment level if I want to volunteer? I mean, meaning, is it like 4 hours Friday night? Is it 6 hours Saturday night? What's that?
It's not that long.
Or is it so much time per month?
You can choose. Some people do every other month. Some people do every month. You have to be there by 6. Sometimes it's a little slow. People come kind of like a church last minute, but you never know.
Uh-huh.
And then you help get people in, help serve them their popcorn and stuff like that. And then you get to go watch whichever movie you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, you have to help clean up. You get a free popcorn and a free soda.
Well, that's great.
You can't beat that.
No. I remember growing up getting to watch a movie, right?
Right.
It was super fun and the thing to do.
Yeah.
Popcorn and a big pop.
It still is for kids.
A lot of butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I see her come in, if I'm working, I'll take care of this for Amber.
Gotta have it good.
Some of those little kids, you know, when they're out of town, they've never been to a theater, so that's mm-hmm. really fun.
That's neat.
And I will always take Carol Allensworth's comment where she says it does her heart good when she sees, I'll say, a family of 6 come in, and she knows it's only going to cost them $12 to get in the door, and the highest priced concession item is $4.
That is almost unheard of.
I know.
In today's world.
I agree. Chocolate in particular.
I mean, it is just really almost unheard of.
I agree.
So for $20...
you can come see it. And a fairly new movie.
Yeah. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's fun.
But that happens because people support stuff like this, too.
Right.
Which is what we're talking about. The Red Oak Grand Theater 4th Annual Big Game Party, February 8th at 4 p.m. Janice Lester and Amber Jennings with me. Okay, what did I leave out? What do we need to touch on? Amber? Get your tickets.
Get your raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Go get enjoy your cooler. The
big, yeah.
Come see us Sunday night mm-hmm. or Sunday afternoon. February 8th. Should be fun.
Are you a movie person? Do you like watching movies, Amber?
I like watching movies.
Or do you have a favorite?
My favorite movie is probably going to be Twister.
Oh, really? Like the original Twister? Or the
original, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With Bill Paxton and... Yeah.
What I really like to do is just go down and buy some popcorn and have it for an evening snack.
She does love
at home.
Too.
We do that a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you. What about you, Janice? Are you a movie person?
Yeah, I am. My favorite is the Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
You just can't beat that one. But I noticed the other day, because when trailers also come in that ancient looking mm-hmm. hard drive thing. So I get to load trailers, and so I'm seeing what's coming up, and there's like a lot of sequels coming up.
Yeah.
Just like number 4 and number 5, and it's, you know, it's fun. It's really, really fun. And back to the volunteers. Sometimes those volunteers want to know what the flyer is, so the movies are, before they volunteer, because it might be a movie that they really, really want to see.
Well,
that's
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, see, everybody wins.
That's right.
Everybody wins in that scenario. Yeah. So very cool.
Anyway,
get your tickets. Reach out to a board member or someone that volunteers.
Right. You can look at the information
Amber,
on
Janice.
The window at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You actually can get on our Facebook page.
Okay.
That has it.
Which, yes.
There's and actually.
Red Oak Grand Theater, if you look that up, and there's information there. Your Venmo is there.
Yep.
With the QR code and the actual handle, which is at Red Oak Grand Theater Expansion. So, or you can just scan the code. So, there you go.
Yep.
All right.
If anybody wants to donate anything for a silent auction.
Oh, you'll take donations
we'll
probably.
We'll take donations.
Okay.
They can reach out to me or Kathy Crow's kind of heading up that.
Okay.
Part of that. So if anybody wants to donate, I know she's been working her tail off to try to
get the donations.
Get some items. She's go-getter on
all right.
that. Yep.
Good deal. Well, it takes a lot of people. So
it does. And it takes a lot. We always say we love our little theater world. And it does. It takes a lot of people to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a fun evening.
Go and support it. Yep. Help pay the insurance.
Definitely.
All righty. What's the rest of your day hold today?
I am going to stop by the theater. Actually.
You do almost every day, don't you?
Pretty much. When it's really cold like this, you do want to make sure things are working too.
Yeah.
But tonight, Shelley Berger does our books and stuff. She and I are going to submit a grant.
Okay.
And I thought, well, while I'm there, I'll just stay and help get people in. Because it's Zootopia 2, which could be really big, but it's really cold out too. Mm-hmm. So you just actually both movies this weekend are at the theaters for kids. It's also SpongeBob.
Hmm. I saw the commercial for that. So yeah.
So it's just kind of fun. But and so look for our flyer for February and see if there's a movie you want to see and mm-hmm. come see us.
All right.
Buy some popcorn. Buy some chocolate.
Volunteer.
Buy tickets to the raffle.
Yes,
all
please.
These things. Donate. You could donate if you wish.
You could donate. And we do have people that will just donate. I met a lady last weekend who sent us a check, and she was from Clarinda, sent us a check last year. And we're all like, we always send thank you notes and stuff, and it's like none of us really knew who she was. And she was at the theater wanting to know if she could do it again.
But
and
thank
so I
you.
Got to meet her, and it was really,
thank
she
you.
Said, I love this place,
yep.
and I want to support it.
There you go.
I said, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Rest of your day, Amber, is what?
Go back to work, finish out my day.
Yep. Organize people and events.
Organize, yeah.
Have you already started thinking about National Night Out?
Not too much. But it's coming.
I mean, I'm just curious because that's a massive event. Now, that's in
that's
summer.
Cool.
That's in summer. Cool, that's a ways off. But I'm just curious. With all
probably next month.
You'll start to get into
March,
it a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just start reaching out because a lot of people, they want to get on the calendars early because if you wait too late, then
mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot of people. Yeah, it's what, 60-some vendors or something there last year, right?
Oh, we had about 90.
Oh,
100,
see?
Yeah.
There you go.
She's always doing things like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have a little visits to the school we need to schedule, and they'll be so happy.
All righty. Nice to see you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks
much.
For stopping by. I appreciate it, and I hope that this is just – I hope it pays this year and next year's insurance. That would be just fantastic. Helps. Wouldn't that be
great? That would be nice.
There you go. All right. Nice to see you
thank
both.
You
make
very
it a great
much.
Day.
Thank have you. A good day, too.
Janice Lester and Amber Jennings with me this morning. The current temperature is 6 below zero.
Are you ready to take